You find me standing at a bus stop in a mild state of grumpiness. I've just spent a good amount of time trying to book some train tickets. Mark and I are going on one of our trips in the summer, long weekend. We're thinking of going to Bordeaux, or we are going to Bordeaux. And I spent a good amount of time happily filling up my Rail Europe basket with train tickets, trying to get the best deal I could, and going at, you know, really shopping around with the different train times and things. And I thought I was well on the way to sorting it out and putting in the credit card details, and then it pops up after I've put in everything, literally spent an hour and a half doing it. It comes up and says that there's a 20-minute limit on holding tickets. Thank you very much indeed. There we go. Van, let's move you to the bottom.
Sorry. Thanks.
Okay, go on, Van. Thank you.
5:07 to Waterloo.
Oh, sorry. Very sorry. Sit there, Vance. Yeah, so I spent all that time lining everything up, and then right at the end, it tells me that there's a limit on how long they can hold the tickets for, and that limit had passed for all of the tickets. Now, goodness knows what I'm actually meant to do when doing multiple connections. I mean, it would take anybody a certain amount of time to go through, choose everything. But it takes me a particularly long time because I'm trying to find my way around the website and trying to, you know, use a website that I can't see very well, and time limits are just an utter nightmare. So the upshot of it was that I lost all the tickets. Their phone line isn't open now till the morning. It costs to use the phone line, so you know, I think it's a £30 extra or something like that. It's quite considerable, which seems a little unfair. I mean, I might try and argue the point that as a reasonable adjustment, they ought to not charge me to use the phone line, but I can't see it washing. So there we are, one rather grumpy Robert, now heading across the Thames on a bus, heading for Waterloo Station, as usual. But then part of me thinks that things happen for a reason, and maybe we shouldn't be going to Bordeaux. Maybe we should be going somewhere else. Maybe I'm going to suddenly have a brainwave in the next 12 hours that will lead us into going somewhere completely different. Who knows?
Love.